Like Mishnah, an item of Vushal, Mutter Bitzli, Vishalok. An item of Vushal, Mutter Bitzli, Vishalok, Shaina, Machla, Lashem of Vushal. What's Shalok? The roasted or Shalok, what's Shalok? Hidden Machaikis. Ran says, Bushal by Bushal, it's not fully cooked. In Eddie Shalok, not Mashem Vushal, Yaisimidai. Other places, the word Shalok means overcooked. Here the Ran says it means undercooked. Is there an impair called Basar? A covet Isra Vain the Seres. A Seres Vain the Seres. Shluko is Seres Vain the Seres. Shalok, the kids, it means they're. Whatever. There's a shayla about the blood when you cashing the livers. So it's sort of the treaty. The mifla lebal, if it doesn't come us a while, it's why kashi, because it's too busy spitting out the blood. But anyway, the point is, over there, shalok does us because it's already overcooked. But the point is, bottom line, shalok over there means overcooked, but here he's saying it means undercooked. Shalok talk about shalok bashal ho. The midarm hala chalash mene adam, the tafshin is bashal, yes, midai, bachlal, mabushal ho. Who cares if it's overcooked, it's still called tafshal. If it's undercooked, then it's not called. It's not called mevushal. Am a kind and tafshel shein tayim. Also, ma'isek de rach umuta ba'ava. Mutza beitza termuta umetlas har mutza. Look the Ran. Ma'isek de rach. Ma'isek de going chilka targus v'tisli. Those are kisses. Different ways of cutting up the wheat. Whether you cut it in half, and a quarter, or a third, whatever it is. And we say, then you're making some type of porridge out of it. Oatmeal, something like that. Yeah? So, ukamar dim hu rach, osir. If it's a soft batter, it's pourable, then it's, then we say, it's osir. It's called tafshel. It's called a tafshel. However, it's very thick, porridge. Then it's mutter. It's not called tafshel. The high tana called midi the misachla beirifta tafshel kari leg this begemara. Ma'isek there of a bapi nafshe achli lei beloy pas. There's a thick power. You don't eat it with bread. So meila is not called tafshel. Tafshel is something you eat with bread. I mean begemara dasa betzli with a shaluk the misachla beirifta. So tafshel mevushel. It's mutter but sli, but tafshel includes sli because Sef-Kasayv, what the criteria for tafshel is that it's eaten with bread. So sli and shalok is also eaten bread. You'll eat your steak with the bread. Kitani shayin tayim lav dafka damar achel ibusa nak the lime and the filo amar shayin tayim mutter bava. First Rishalmi chechi the bekayin and tafshel mutter bava chenai minayde minam vushol mutter bava. Okay. What's his beitza termita? Mfarash b'gemara. The shalkilei b'maya chamima alfi zimni. You cook it in warm water 1,000 times. I have the patience for that. Alfi zim maya kriri. Also, you soak it in cold water 1,000 times. Ad the mit zutra kedibola la vloimus achle b'rifta. It comes very small, it shrivels, and you just like swallow it and you don't eat it with bread. I don't really have the word over here, but alright, whatever. It must be very tasty, I guess. Mash medafka ba hudishari. Ava koshlan is bashal kol kach asura. Namas achl again rifta. Bad dov. Akiz mishalmi, b'shem chista, asa v'beitzim gugelis. Shachter achay lech abab pitoi. Tam koshlan is tamka kol kach. Shafas nechals imoi. It hasn't shriveled up so much. Yeah, you cooked 1,000 times, you only cooked 500 times, then you still eat the bread, it's still called tafshel. Anoidim ma'isek deira, says the Mishnah, Nasr el ma'isek bitchasa. Dover aseach, gain reitim, chol dam le Rashi says. Amakayim yeri lik deira, sheni taim, asa b'chol hamas bashel lik deira, you know it's not hot. The end is Yer look there, Rashi means Mashma the Bain Sain and Bain Raseach. But Aser, Ma'isekdeira implies that it's hot. Okay, Zok the Gemara, Tanya, B'yeshi Ha'isir. Mishnah said, Noi Mem Vushel, also B'tzli, Amut B'tzli, B'yeshi Ha'asir, Api Shein Ra'el Dover, Zeichel Dover, Shinam B'vashel Z'Pesach, B'yesh, Himishbot. So we see the Torah refers to, or the Navi, refers to, in the B'yomim, B'vashel Pesach B'yesh, even though Pesach is Nechal Tzli. Can't cook Karm Pesach. The guy with Kveg over here is Akasha, the Gillian. Koshli, am I the Maisim Mikro Batera? And Parash Rei, guy Pesach. With Shalta Vachalta. And it means Sli. So we're Paskin in the Navi, the Vayam, we're Paskin Tera, where it says Bishal and it really means Sli. So therefore, Bi'eshi holds that. And now the Mavushal is Aser Bitzli. He has a pasuk. But he did say, Ein Rael Dov Zeichel Dover. Zok Rashi, Zok Diran, the Noid Mavushal Aser Bitzli, Yapish Ein Rael Dov Shasa Yehei Bechlam Mavushal Zeichel Dover, Duch Sibi Vashlo Pesach Pesach Enin Nechol Atzli, Duch Sibi Vashlo Miu, Lavrai Gemuri, Kedam Mishkana, Den Dar Mocha Chalash Mnei Yada. Noim Bokim Bifli, Marthu and the Havmina, the Vyashi Sabar Halchakalash and Atira. Tandidan, Yilan Sabri Vendarm Halch and Achalash and Neyada. That's Guvmach like, is whether or not Sli is included in Bishel. Look, Kulam and Darm Halchakalash and Neyada. Mark Hasrei. Bass is the Tandidan, the Sli correlates Sli, the Bush called a Mavushal, the Ephanoidim and Mavushal is Mukhmud Sli. Bass of Vyashi, a Philip Sli, called a Mavushal. In fact, Gemara b'kar nasiv la. I think Gemara brought down a pasuk. If you're telling me that really Bereshit holds Lashem Neodim, then why are we marshaling a pasuk? That it is smach the malma. And the Rambam brings down that the Shalmi learns goof of the mechleikus is whether he goes Lashem Neodim or not. Rambam said then from Gemara Dilan. That's what the Shalom is talking about. Yomtiv Achron Shel Chag is considered Yomtiv. Look more right. Kainim Tavshel. What did Mishnah say? It's mutter b'tavshel ove. It's thick. The Gemara hametavshel nadar. The Grashi my mutter b'ove. The tavshel seif gesayif. Even a thick porridge seif gesayif. It's cooked. It's tavshel. Or baya haitana kol midim misachal beirif the tavshel karelei. The round of ma'isik deir ove loy misachal beirif the behedya loy mikri tavshel. Matanya fact the Mara Nodim and Matavshal Asar Bechol Mine Tavshal, but also Bitzli, with a Shaluk, with a Mavushal, remember what's done before, Vasa Bitarios Rakois, Shachoylin Oichlin Behen Piton. Oh, so what do we see from this Braisa? Matanya Minichus, obviously. Because what do we want from this Braisa? Nodim and Tavshal. Yasser, even in Hitarios Rakois, Shachon Eichlen Piton. Rashi, Luyin Ketanim, Shachon Eichlen Piton. Medukiyav Taim Elisura. If ne Shachon Eichlen Behen Piton, Shmamino, the whole midi, the Misachel Bey Rifta, Tavshel Mikri. So we see from this Braisa, it's totally in being eating with bread. Ein of Yermia Cholosh. Olga Bay, Ahu Asya, Masuye, if you were sick, a doctor came. Choza Kara, the Machas Bebeise. He saw that there was a Kara, a gourd or a squash, that was there. Shafke, she ran away. Vinafga Malch Mavsa, Is Lay, Ludain Bebeise, Bano Eyo Lasaya. Yo, that's all y'all say. So he said that this kara was very bad. It's not good for this sick person. Yeah. So meila Rashi ain't the luin yafin lechayla, because that's what we said. That that's the hitariyos is luin ktanim. Something in the pumpkin in the gourd family. Yeah. And so it said over here that it's good. It's lechayla eat it. And here we see the doctor didn't ran away from Yerim. He didn't want to heal him because he has all this mean stuff in his house. Akash ha-brechichi ha-bashuni. Brechichi is malo, ashun is kosher. If it's soft, it's good. If it's hard, it's bad. Rabba bar-ula amar ha-bakara gufe ha-begabe dekara. Kara gufe kosher. Begabe dekara, mashe b'seichai is malin. Inside, that's good. Namuda l'liva dekara b'silka, l'liva dekisna b'kutcha. Leave the kara, mash besaycha, besilka, yivashlu, vashlenim tarden, cooking beets. That's good. It's good stuff. Leave the kisna. What's inside the flax? Mash besaycha, tayv laachlam kutach. It's good to eat it with the cheese dip. The dove is aslam on fam arts. Why? Says the Ran Kadesh Layakra Pishna kach. People they're gonna ruin the pishna just to get this whatever's inside the flax. And they're going to ruin the pishna just to be able to eat it with their kutach. Rav Amar, man chaylin rabbanon. Enachnami, the beim rechichim enachshun mikashin chaylin. It's bad for the chaylin whether it's hard or soft. Chitani, it says the chaylin will eat it with the piton. The dilum ktan rash says they'll eat with their piton. Lav chaylin mamish. A man chaylin rabbanon. The afilu bebriuson ain't the shushi kayach. Mifnei shatayr matashis kayachem. Mei lechamim a week, and that's what talking about. They eat it, but not they're not mamish sick. They're just matashis kayachem. So for them, it's good. Only for people that are sick is it bad. Rava tamei dam rava. Mamas linen al gatzir amri.
What's this? What's Ksir Mri? Call him Isa Shana. That we dive in for, we'll see what Ksir Mri is, but it's Krab Yasi. That's Sidi Rosh Shana, but the din. When are we need on? I'll need him Chol Yain. Either Rabban, this level, the need of Rosh Shana, keep it the Shenigma Dinan, and feel my Ellis lamp. So why are we diving? I'll my fear of Yasi. So who are we davening for? Katsir Marie. Katsiri, Katsir Mamish, Chaylin. Omega Katsir, Fishinafshim, Katsar, Machmas Chalyam. They're out of breath, they're weak. And Marie is Rabbanan. So we see that Rabbanan are called semi Chaylim. That's what we're davening for. Umutta Ba'ava, Mishnah said that Kafshel is mutter in thick porridge. Masnitin loike bavloi. The mission is not like the Babylonians. Damravzer bavloi tipshoi. The Babylonians are fools. The achli lachma belachma. They eat bread on bread. They have a bread sandwich with bread. But not mamish bread. It means, as Gemara Beitza, I think it is, that they eat porridge on their bread. So that's namba namba. So my thick porridge, so that's like they're eating bread on bread. So we see that for them, that's that they ate it. So for them, that's since the criteria of what's called tafshal is what's eaten with bread, they would eat even thick porridge with bread. So mele for them, it would be nichla on the nether. Amr chisna the mashal lahoin. Bahalon, Nakdani the Hutzel. Look at what's around. Masis is the Shari of a Mashum Loy Masach by Rifta, the Lucky Bavloy, the Idle Bavloy, Kivan Achli, Mahadi Rifta, Tapshal Mikri Balser. Now, so what's going on saying now? Amr Chiz, the Mashal Lahoin, Lahale Nakdani the Hutzel, Hadain Dice, Hechel Mali Lamechla. So what is he asked these nakronish, Eichlin Benakias, Oshanacha, Nakdonish, Medakim Achlosan, you know, the spitz eating guys. Because he wanted to know what's the best way to eat daisa. How do we eat porridge? Rashi's Ron's wake up now. Daisa is Michael Shalchitim Vishalom. So he's told, yeah, what's the best way to eat? The chiti, belachim, the chiti. The sari, belachim, the sari. Do you eat wheat porridge with wheat bread? Sairim with sairim, my doma, the chiti, the sairim with the chiti. Or you flip it. The grass, the chiti, the lachim, the chiti. You have chistam and they bubble. Oh, shayo eichlin, pass with daisa. He eats nam banam. They ate the porridge with the bread. Now the only shayo was, which is the spitz bread to eat it with. Rava, achle, bechasisi, kemach shal kloyos. Rav Ravuna Ashkache L'Ravuna D'Kochel Daisa Betz Basse. He saw he's eating Daisa with his fingers. Amleh Amai Kochel Mar B'Yodei Amleh Hachamar Amarav Daisa Betz Basse Bossem. The best way to eat porridge, thick porridge, is with your fingers. It makes it, adds to the flavor. Chol D'Chem B'Taritein Chol D'Chem B'Tlas. So, Achilas Daisa over here. Amalei Rav Lachia Brei, V'chein Amalei Rav Huna L'Rabba Brei, Mezam L'chol L'meichel Daisa Ad Parsa, L'meichel Bisra Tura Ad Tlosa Parsa. So again, invitation for Daisa, it's G'day, even to walk a Parsa. It's a long walk. 4 mil, yeah, 4 kilometers. G'day, just for Daisa. If someone invites you for a steak, then plus a parasa. 12 mil. 12 kilometers for a steak. Okay. Amalei Rav Lachia Lebrei. V'chanem Rav Huna Lerav Lebrei. Kol midam loy tifloit kamei rabach. Lebar min kara v'daisa. Shein daim lupsilta shal evish. Afilu kamei shvar malka ploit. You shouldn't spit out anything in front of your Rebbe. Except for Kara and Daisa. Because, Dr. Ran, Nepsil Shal Eivish, Eine Misachal. So if you have, I'm not sure that what you're spitting out over here. Whatever it is, that whatever part of it that, I guess, it's not edible, you don't spit it out, then it's like, and you're going to swallow it, and it's like a silt of the Ava, it's like lead, and it's not gonna, it can't digest it, I guess it's gonna make a problem. Shein Misachal, Rashi says. Just one more little shtickle. Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yehuda, Chad Ochel Daisa Betz Basay, V'chad Ochel B'Hutza. One of them was eating Daisa with his fingers, like Gemara before, one is eating with Hutza. I guess some version of a fork, Ran says. Hutzah's klipas eitz, being with a spoon, kilo, from bark of a tree, some primitive type of spoon. Amalei da'achal b'hutzah. I guess they're eating from the same bowl. Amalei da'achal b'hutzah da'achal b'etzbase and masay atem achaleini sayascha. Till when are you going to be meichel me the tzayir? Rashi tzayir tachas sepernayim, because he was eating with his fingers. And all the dirt from the fingernails going into the daisa, and the other guy's eating from the same daisa. So yeah, he countered by saying, "I'm late. Dachl metzvasil, dachl mehutza, ad masai ata machileni roikach." That if you're eating with your spoon, but you're Rashi. So you know, the spit goes on the spoon. You put it back. Kids, that's the shayla of a kuch over here. What's worse, to eat with a spoon, or to eat with your fingers? Tough.